From the 1930s until the late 1970s, a small red brick kiosk was rented by the Newcombe family. It operated in front of the hotel at the end of Henley Beach Road and was open for summer and school holidays. Local resident Noel Newcombe remembers,
"In the mornings, Jim, my brother and me, we'd load up the wheelbarrows with the stock from the shop on CV Road, pulling them over the sandhills to the kiosk. Dad would boil up the copper in the kiosk and we'd sell trays of tea there. The drinks, lollies and ice creams were stored in a huge ice chest, and Jim also went around the beach selling lollies from a lolly tray. The Woodruff drinks were delivered by horse and cart to the shop, as well as ice and saltpeter for the ice cream chest, and it all had to be carried over the sandhills. One of the biggest sellers was hot water. It was for people on the beach who had no way of heating up water for making their cup of tea."
Yvonne Penow, and Nia Newcombe, also remembers,
"At one time there was a huge westerly storm, and at high tide the kiosk was found to be surrounded by deep water. Mum ran home, pulled down her clothesline and raced back to the beach, giving it to a lifesaver who swam round the kiosk securing it so it would not be washed away."
In May 1953, a great storm severely damaged the foreshore at Henley Beach. The Advertiser reported that
sections of the seawall hundreds of feet long, together with steel and concrete electric poles, were reduced to a twisted mass.
Sadly, the kiosk was undermined, causing it to partially collapse. Many bathing boxes and beach shacks at Henley South were also washed away, and beach shelters and playgrounds destroyed.